The Gemara in Masechta Sukkah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom of the Amud asks, "Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanan? Who is the Tana of the Braisa that says by Shein by Abba Amos Al Abba Amos, a home that isn't Abba Amos by Abba Amos large is Potter Min a Mezuzah or Min a Makkah and other halachic requirements?" All these cases, says the Braisa, the minimum requirement of the size of the room is Dalet al Dalet Amos. And the Gemara's question is that why by Sukkah, as we learned in our previous shurim, as the Gemara here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us, the halacha is that a room, that a Sukkah has to be Rosh Verubai, according to Beis Hillel, which as we explained means Vav Avav Tvachim, it has to be Vav Rosh Verubai V'Shulchanai, which we explained means Zayin Al Zayin Tvachim, and why over here, and why in other areas of Halacha is it adequate when it's just Dalad, is Dalad Al Dalad required? So the Gemara clearly is telling us that the halacha is that for a room to be chayiv in mezuzah, it has to be dalet al dalet tefachim large. But it's interesting to point out, if we look in Shulchan Aruch Yerideya, Simen Reish Pei Vav Sif Yud Gimel, Paskins the Shulchan Aruch, Bayish Ein Bay Dalar Al Dalar Amis, a room that is Dalar Al Dalar Amis large is potter from a mezuzah. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'im yesh lay k'day l'raveya Dalar Amis Al Dalar Amis, if it's large enough that you can make a square of Dalar Amis Al Dalar Amis b'shava, even though the room is shaped like a triangle where the length is much more than the width, or the room is shaped as a circle, or the room is shaped with five corners, if there's a room to have in it the area of 4 amos by 4 amos, 16 amos square, says the Shulchan Aruch Chayiv, and he's quoting the Rambam, that this is the opinion of the Rambam. The Rosh, as quoted by the Shach, disagrees. The Rosh says that when the halacha is that it has to be dalet amos al dalet amos, that's what it has to be, exactly dalet al dalet. And if it's not dalet al dalet, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. It's interesting to point out that in our previous year, we discussed the halacha by a sukkah, that we said that our Gemara here on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph teaches us that a room, that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. Everybody agrees that the minimum size of a room that's chayiv in a mezuzah is Zayin Tefachim by Zayin Tefachim. But we quoted that almost all Paiskim, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and almost all the Paiskim, and that's the way indeed the Halach is Paskin, Mishnah Berurah Paskin is that way, all agree that it has to be Zayin Tefachim al Zayin Tefachim. And it can't be a long and narrow room that has the proper square Tefachim, 49 square Tefachim. And therefore, it's interesting to point out that the halacha by Hilchas Mezuzah is very different than the halacha is by Hilchas Sukkah. And in fact, the Taz here, the Taz in Hilchas Sukkah, in Simen Tov Reish Lamed Aleph, and here in Hilchas Mezuzah, if you look at the Hagos HaTaz on the side of the Shulchan Aruch says that he has a total different reading of the Rambam. A different reading of the Rambam than the Shulchan Aruch itself. It's interesting that the Taz, that the Shulchan Aruch had one understanding of the opinion of the Rambam, and the Taz has no problem disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch's understanding of the Rambam. And the Taz's opinion is that even though the Rambam is lenient, he says the Rambam doesn't mean to say that it doesn't have to have 4 amas square. He says that the Rambam himself also agrees that you have to have a square of 4 amas in the sukkah to be chayv mezuzah. Very bechiddush. It's certainly not the poshta reading of the Rambam. But perhaps that's why the Shach, because the Shach says that the Rosh disagrees with the Rambam. And the Shach says, therefore, even though the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam, and in fact the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even bring a different opinion than the Rambam, but because we have the Rosh who disagrees with the Rambam, and furthermore, so now we see that even the Taz has a different understanding of the Rambam. Therefore, says the Shach, if you're going to have a room that has the area of Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos, but it isn't Dalet Amos or Dalet Amos, you don't have at least 4 amos in each direction, put up a mezuzah, but put up a mezuzah without a bracha. But the question that comes up is, as we said earlier, in Hilchas Sukkah, everybody agreed that it has to have Zayin Tfachim by Zayin Tfachim. Here, by Hilchas Sukkah, by Hilchas Mezuzah, certainly the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is that it doesn't. So the question is, why doesn't the Halacha follow the same rule by Mezuzah and by Sukkah? So the Chassam Sofer, in Shalos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer's Yoridei Simen Reish Pei, actually discusses this question, and he says that we have to realize that why do we put a mezuzah on the door, says the Rambam. The reason we put up a mezuzah on the door is that when somebody walks in and out of the house, he has to remember the Shem Hashem. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if what shape the room is. If you have the minimum shear of the room, you're mechuyev a mezuzah. A sukkah has to have a certain tzura in order to be a chayiv in sukkah. And if it doesn't have that shear, it's not mechuyev in the sukkah. He says a different pshat. This Rishon Letzion says a different pshat. He says that the wording of the Gemara seems to indicate that. The Rambam holds, let's read the words of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Bayish ein by Dalet Amos. If the halacha were by Sukkah, that it has to have Dalet al Dalet, so then the Gemara should have used the words Dalet al Dalet. The fact that the Gemara just uses the words Bayish she'ein by Dalet Amos, and doesn't say Dalet by Dalet, or as he says, it doesn't say she'ein a Dalet Amos, seems to indicate as long as you have that area in the room, you're mechuyev in a mezuzah. The Miches Chinuch, in fact, says that the Rambam always holds that the room has, that when the halacha talks about dalet al dalet, it doesn't mean exactly dalet al dalet. As long as it's large enough to have that amount of area, if the total area of the room is 16 amos square, in any area of halacha, that's going to be the din. However, the Paiskim say the Daf Kedoshim in Simen Reish Pei Tes, Sifkotan Chof, the Migdash Ma'at in Sifkotan Membeis, says that even though the Rambam, as the Shulchan Aruch clearly understands the Rambam, as the Shach understands the Rambam, is holding that it could be, it doesn't have to be square, he agrees that it has to be at least one side has to be at least an amma long. If you're going to have a room that's just very long and very narrow and doesn't even have an amma in its width, the halacha is you don't make, then even the Rambam would agree that you don't have to put up a mezuzah. In fact, I saw in the Sefer Mezuzos Melachim, very interesting psak, very much connected, to our sugya, and that is that Zayin Tfachim, it has to be at least Zayin Tfachim on one side. Where does he get the number of Zayin Tfachim? The number of Zayin Tfachim comes from Hilchas Sukkah, because in Hilchas Sukkah we're learning that the minimum size of any side of the room has to be Zayin Tfachim. So since it has to be minimally Zayin Tfachim, here too the Rambam will agree that the Rambam will agree that it has to have at least Zayin Tfachim on any side. Now halacha furthermore is that let's say the Mezuzos Melachim discusses, you have a room that's Dalet al Dalet, but you have two partners in that room, so he says it makes a difference. If it's one room that happens to be owned by two individual, then the halacha is that it's in Dalet al Dalet, it's Mechuyev and Mezuzah. But let's say you'll have a room that's owned by two individuals. Let's say it's a foyer, it's a corridor, leading to to apartments. And I have one apartment, and somebody else has another apartment. And I walk on my side of the corridor to my apartment, and the other person walks on his side of the corridor to his apartment. And then the halacha would be that the room has to be ches al ches in order to be mechuyev mezuzah. Now, another interesting shaila he discusses, that let's say you started with a room that wasn't Dalet al Dalet, and then the room got, and you put up the mezuzah, and you put up without a bracha. And now the room got bigger. So now you have a very big problem, because the bracha is not ma'akev. And therefore the halacha is that even though you started with the room without having a bracha, so what you really should do, say the Paiskim, is put up a mezuzah on a room that has a chiyuv bracha, and have in mind that the bracha should also be for this room. But let's say you didn't have such a situation, and the room had a mezuzah put on, like the Shach says, without a bracha. And now the room got bigger, and you have to make a bracha. So what should you do? So it seems what I would suggest is take the mezuzah down. And we quoted in another shiur the opinion of the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan teaches us that we take that a mezuzah and we don't put it back on the same day. If we put it on the next day, we make a bracha. So here, wait for the next day to put up a mezuzah, and then you'll be to put up the back the mezuzah, and then you make a bracha. Now the question that also comes up is, what constitutes items in the room that diminish from being Dalet al Dalet, and what doesn't diminish? So it seems that it is the opinion of most Paiskim that movable items, even if they're heavy items like a bookcase or a sofa, do not diminish the size of the room. And in fact, the Migdash Ma'at here in Simen Resh Pei Vov, Sif Katan Mem, explains that even if you don't have any intention to take them out of the room and they're somewhat permanent, the halacha is that they still don't, you know, that you put them in nails, but it's not really permanent fixtures. They don't diminish from the size of a room. Stationary items in the room, however, do minimize the size of the room. However, that's only if there is no 10 tfachim from the top of the stationary item to the ceiling. But if there are stationary items, but they don't reach the ceiling, and there's 10 tfachim distance between them and the ceiling, then they won't minimize the size of the room. However, furthermore, a room that contains stationary objects that are household items, ovens, refrigerators, the Mezuzos Melachim says that even though these items are stationary, since they belong in the room, so he says they don't minimize the size of the room, and they don't minimize the size of the room, and therefore a bracha should be recited, but a bracha should be said without a bracha. The Masham in Chelek Gimel, Simen Reish Samach Gimel, says that anything that's in the room that's still a tzorech tashmish acheder doesn't minimize the size of the room. Something that doesn't really belong in the room, that and only that will minimize the room. And that's why, because of that, the Mezuzos Melachim says we have this opinion of the Masham, and therefore we should put up a mezuzah even though the room doesn't have dalet al dalet because of these stationary items, if they're stationary items that belong in the room. However, if the room was divided with a wall that's 10 tefachim high, and now each half of the room doesn't have the dalet al dalet, there the Paiskim say the room is, those two halves are exempt from a mezuzah. Because the mechitza, even though the mechitza doesn't reach the wall, but the purpose of this partition is to separate the room into two. And whenever you have this partition that separates the room into two, the halacha is that the room, these two rooms are not considered two separate rooms. And if they don't have the proper dimensions, they will not be chayiv in mezuzah.